To tell us more about the potential benefits and losses that some may experience from reforms to Australia's GST is Jenny Granger, a professor of practice from the University of New South Wales. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
Now, to start off, would you argue that potential reform to the GST, goods and services tax, that the New South Wales government is pushing for has been fast-tracked by the financial crisis that COVID-19 has created?
I think it's quite a complicated answer because it's a very unusual tax. It's collected by the national government, but all of the money goes to the states and territories. So the simple answer is, from a states and territories point of view, to help repair their budget or even go further and maybe reform some other taxes, they would really like the GST to increase. From a federal government point of view, there's all sorts of political challenges in that, not least they'd have want the states and territories to agree on their reform and have consensus, because obviously the GST was very controversial at the time it came in, and there is still high emotions about some of these reforms. So we already know the federal government has said the GST is not on the table, even though lots of people are advocating for a reform of it, unless first up the states and territories have a consensus on what they want to do. And then, of course, they would need to get it passed by the Senate. So that's the complicated process around it. A lot of things would have to come together. Mm. But on the other side, as you pointed out, we have a deficit that's forecast to be $184 billion by 2021. And the government has to figure out how much they can repair that by economic stimulus and getting us all back into the economy. And do they need some more revenue from somewhere to do that? So that's why the GST is being put forward both at Commonwealth level and state level by some people for some reform.
Now, you just mentioned there that there would have to be a few obstacles and hoops to jump before it actually got implemented. But how likely do you think is it for such GST reform to be implemented? Is there a timeline that we're looking at?
No, there's not. I think the first one for your viewers to watch, and we should also then talk about who benefits or not, is the next federal budget, because that's an unusual event this year. It's actually happening in October, not in May, which is when we normally get a federal budget. So that'll be their first signal. But I think it's not likely this year, and I'll tell you the reason why. The reason I don't think it's likely this year particularly is GST is a tax on spending, and either of the reforms, you would have to be convincing Australians at a time when things are pretty difficult that they want things to become more expensive. Their holidays, their clothing, those sorts of things. You can't imagine that being the case this year when we're all doing it so very tough.
Yeah, that would be a tough one to sell.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it won't be off the table later on, particularly if it also is packaged up with reforming some other taxes and maybe some benefits to offset who is most impacted with it. And that's why I think the federal government is putting it back on the states and saying, well, you need to agree on what you want, and we'll need to look at the whole package if indeed we do take this seriously. At the moment, the biggest signal from the Prime Minister himself is that he is not really looking at any of this. He's looking at what he can do, what the government can do to stimulate the economy directly rather than putting more tax burdens on anyone. The big debate that's going on is whether there might even be some tax reductions, which, by the way, GST is in that mix as well, because some people are arguing for a GST holiday, a temporary one, which has been done in some countries to actually lower prices in some areas. So that's the point about tax reform. It can be used to collect more money or to target economic stimulus as a tool by the government. So either of those things could be possible. But if I was a betting person, I'd say not this year, because I can't imagine how any of us would receive making things more expensive to buy right at this very minute.
Yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. I think a holiday or putting prices down might ease people more into going into a holiday, but making it more expensive would be a bit hard to sell. Unfortunately, we are running out of time, but I just wanted to quickly ask, you mentioned before who would benefit and who would not benefit from a reform, of course, hypothetically. Yes. Could you tell us quickly about that?
Yes, very quickly. So first of all, the two types of reforms that are being lobbied for, one is that is called, is just a rate rise. Our GST rate is 10%, and that's below the OECD average, which is about 19%. And the highest, by the way, is 27%. So no one's arguing to go all the way to those high ones, but there's been some modelling done about, you know, if you moved it, say, 2.5%, that would be $14 billion extra into that. Now, obviously, winners there are states and territories because they will have more funding and that'll be less pressure on the budget. The big impact is on low-income households because the spending is a bigger part of their budget. But if that's offset with more services that are relevant to them from their states or less burdens other ways, then you could get a secondary benefit that way. The other way they're looking at people are lobbying for is to expand what GST is on because we have lots of exemptions. And to give you an example around that, fresh food isn't covered in the GST. It's actually only about 50% of our household expenditure that is covered by GST. And those are very emotional issues. But the people who are arguing for the reform are saying, hey, you know, if you look closely at it, some of these distinctions are a bit crazy. And if I give you an example, chicken, we all buy chicken, don't we? If you buy fresh chicken from the supermarket, there's no GST on it. And if you buy cold cooked chicken all packaged up out of the deli section, again, there's no GST on it. However, if you go and buy one of those chickens that's been pre-barbecued, you know, the ones that are in the little plastic bags that you, again, buy at the supermarket, that's hot cooked food and that is taxable by GST. Wow. And they're saying these things make no sense these days, so we're better off keeping everything in and then compensating low-income households. But for your viewers, the most important thing is weighing up not just am I going to be paying a bit more tax, but what do I get for it? How's the government going to spend this money? And you need to think about those two things and how not just your own personal impact, but if they're going to spend it, for example, on fixing up aged care or creating more jobs or whatever, that might be a reasonable balance, but that's what we all need to weigh up.
Definitely something we need right now. Thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us this morning.
My pleasure.